welcome to the third and final hour of the show, the very first installment of Fashion Sense. My name is Smash Africa. I am your host. And tonight on the show, I am joined by the one and only Fikile Sokhulu. Welcome to Five Nights. How you doing, girl?
Thank you, Smash. I'm doing really good. That was a nice intro.
I haven't even started with the intro part. I just wanted to hear your energy on the radio, man. Now, for someone listening right now, Fikile Sokhulu is a South African designer, also has a clothing brand named after herself. Now, she studied at Durban University of Technology, graduated in 2018 with a national diploma in fashion design. And since her graduation in 2019 happened, COVID hit us. But Fikile was like, I'm going to soar, guys. What is this COVID thing? Hold on. She's collaborated with big brands, national brands, multinationals, if you like. She's showcased at the South African Fashion Week and other fashion weeks as the new talent. Do you still consider yourself a new talent in the industry, Fikile?
I mean, I'm not new, but I'm new. I'm new. I mean, I've been blessed with the opportunity I've been given since SA Fashion Week. And I mean, I see myself as a new designer because I haven't reached the stage where I feel like, okay, I'm not new, or I have made a stand by like an established designer. I still think of myself as a new talent because I'm always trying to do something. I'm always searching for new ways to put my talents out there. So I think I regarded myself as a new talent in a way.
Man, I think that is so beautiful. That's a beautiful way to look at yourself and see your work. And with, I mean, your story is a Cinderella story, like it's a fairy tale. I mean, not a lot of fashion designers can say straight out of graduation, I have done that, I've done this, and I've showcased a few times at SA Fashion Week. Thank you very much.
I've been super blessed because SA Fashion Week opened up so many things for me. And from there, like, my last collection was inspired by Cruise, and I was introduced to Cruise by SA Fashion Week. So, I mean, it has really helped my career in so many ways. And I was able to do Fashion Bridges project last year because of SA Fashion Week. They contacted us to SA Fashion Week, and we were one of the four selected South African designers to be part of the project, and we were able to showcase at Milan Fashion Week and also at SA Fashion Week, and it was a really great project to be a part of.
Man, you went to Milan. Please recognize it. Like, can we just get a moment of silence? Maybe I'm just fanning. And by the way, she follows me on Instagram, guys. Like, man, I have made it. I need a horn for that. What? So, Fikile, I gotta dial back, and with Fashion Sense, you know, when I get the time to hang out with designers, I like to dial back, and because, you know, oftentimes the world finds you when you have already journeyed, and even though you are still on a journey, but like, you are no longer the same Fikile you were in first year studying at Durban University of Technology. Now, please walk me through what class was like in your first in your first year, second year, and your third year. Like, what was it like just being at this institution and learning?
I mean, it was hectic. Session is just hectic because we went through like an application process, and you have to go through like an interview stage, and they ask you are you ready, like, to to give your time, and you're like, oh, fashion is my passion. And then when it happens, it's like, oh my god, it is so much of time and dedication. I mean, like, DUT is one of the well recognized institutes for fashion design, and I mean, it's really great, but it's a lot of hours. It's a lot of hours. And I do agree to what you're saying. You do change through the process of everything. And you learn to focus on what is important at the time. I mean, when it's crunch time. But, I mean, as an individual, I'm not the same as a first-year person, because now I've learned to just like form and just create waves. Where, okay, I got this. And then through the depression, everything of just showing up in time, I've changed. That's true.
Now, you saw some people start with you in first year. They disappeared in second year. You saw some people who were in second year, you met them there, and then you went into your final year. What did that say about you seeing yourself finish your diploma and graduate? What did that give you?
That's a great question.
I'm a great question guy.
I think that when you know what you want, like, it becomes clear. If it, like, fashion is not as easy as people think. It's really not as easy because it requires your heart, your full attention, and just everything. It just requires everything from you. So you just have to know what you want when you become a fashion designer, because it's not easy. It's not easy. It seems easy on the runway when everyone, I mean, is doing their interviews and everyone's just saying they're excited to showcase, but it's not. Fashion is not easy. And, I mean, I'm here now, but, I mean, you just have to have a clear goal of what you want. And to those who I started with and I'm no longer with, I mean, there's no pressure there because, I mean, we go through life through different stages, and then we then realize what needs to happen according to what you feel at the time. So, I mean, I respect everyone in terms of that. Fashion is not easy.
Now, let's talk about your voice.
Yeah.
I've had the privilege of, you know, throughout this whole week, I've interviewed many artists in their own rights. How have you stayed true to your voice in the garments that you design, and that process of design and having like a final product, like to the patterns, to like, okay, we've got one. We are speaking to this, you know? Where does that voice come from, and what keeps you grounded to your truth in your voice when you make these amazing garments that you make?
I think that when you're working with a client or with a company, there's a certain aspect of yourself that you have to compromise. But when you're working for yourself and designing a collection, you tend to voice out more of who you are, because there are no limitations. I mean, you are the one who's creating, you are the one who's designing. So in a way, I've been able to stay true to my voice, because when I'm designing or thinking of a new collection or thinking of a new direction towards my brand, I always ask myself personally, where do I want to go? Where do I see myself? And then I take that route. It's always been about staying true to who I am, because, I mean, it's not easy to keep up with not being yourself, because you start to have questions of yourself. Like, the more you are true to yourself, the easier it is to be able to put everything together and to explain yourself when you're given questions, and to really elaborate who you are to the world through your talent.
I love that. I really love that answer. Now, working with big brands comes with a lot of pressure. Do you remember the pressure that you put on yourself that you later found out that I played myself? I should never put myself under pressure. Have you gone through that yet?
I mean, it always feels like that, because, I mean, you become like your worst critic sometimes, because you don't want anybody else picking out on your work. You just want to create everything and make everything align perfectly before the next person sees it, or before you go for consultations with big companies. So you always put that pressure on yourself to always be able to represent yourself in the best way possible at the time. So, I mean, you will always have pressure, because the moment you relax, that's when I feel like you start to lose that essence of like being on your agent. So I think that being your worst critic sometimes it's not really good, because, I mean, it really gets to you, and then you start to have anxiety, but then it also helps in terms of creating the best work that you possibly can at the time.
Your passport's got stamps, girl, even during COVID. When we come back, I'm going to talk about what the world looks like, the world of fashion looks like outside of South Africa. I also want to touch on collaboration and how you choose your co-collaborators and what actually says to you, like, oh, okay, I think that's a good brand that I like to collaborate. And most importantly, how difficult it is to sell the things that you design. Are you down to talk about that?
Okay.
All right, cool. Okay, I'm down to chat about that. Fikile Sokhulu is my guest for Fashion Sense this evening on Five Nights. We are chopping it up. And you know what's beautiful about what we are doing? We are documenting a part of history. And if you had the 5FM app, you can dial back at any given time to plug yourself in with history right now. Thank you so much for choosing Five Nights. I'm your host, Smash for the Babies. Here's Rudimental. Yeah.